Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Just a few of your last messages before we move on to music. And I have to start with by telling Jenny and Obs that you and the Ranger are both right. So the Ranger said to me dung beetles roughly push about 50 times their body weight. And that is true of most dung beetles. And thanks to our friends at Wilderness Safari, I checked out on their website very interesting information on dung beetles, by the way, including the specifics of the kind of dung that they are prepared to eat. They are apparently quite specific about what form of dining they will accept. But that confirms what the Ranger told me, that an average dung beetle can roll a ball 50 times their own body weight. But Jenny, the story that you'd heard about 1,141 times their body weight is a very particular beetle called the horned dung beetle, Ontophagus taurus. A mere 10 millimeters in length, it can pull 1,141 times its own body weight, which science.org tells me is the equivalent of an average man lifting two fully loaded 18-wheeler trucks. How about that? So Jenny, you were right. So was the Ranger in your own ways. Thanks for a very interesting question. And hope you'll try again another day to win the prize. Thank you to several listeners pointing out Port Elizabeth, not the only place running out of water. Gqeberha, rather. Port Alfred also facing severe water shortages in the last year or two for very similar reasons. We'll see if we can do some digging into that aspect of the story when I'm back on my lunchtime show in the next couple of weeks. Thank you very much for the WhatsApps. One last SMS on visas too from Roger, who says, my brother paid a small fortune just to apply for his UK visa, around 20,000 Rand for a party of five. Last month, with hearts in our mouths, we received our visas a day before we left. That was for India, Roger tells me. I'm so glad they came through in the end and just in the nick of time, Roger. And I hope you had safe and happy travels. Thank you so much for your SMS.
You're with Cape Talk. You're with Cape Talk.
We started today with the music of Vangelis. We finished with the music of Vaughn Arends, an almost local artist. I say almost because he's actually from Namibia, although he works with a lot of South African artists as well. So we kind of half claim him for ourselves. His music has been described by one music website as a rollicking dose of indie rock that gets the toes tapping and the feet itching. Let's say hello and find out a bit more. Vaughn Arends with us on the line from Windhoek. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Where did it all begin? Vaughn, who were the early influences who got you into music in the first place?
Well, it started very young for me. I was actually like in a school play, of all things. And this school play got me out of doing arts in the last... I didn't want to do arts, so I got out of that by doing the school play. And in this play, I was supposed to sing. And after that, I kind of just stuck a bit. I grew up in a very musical household, and my dad has... massive music collection back when music was not just all on your phone. It started from there. I started playing small bars and pubs and restaurants when I was about 14 and kind of never looked back.
I believe you play quite a number of instruments as well. Vaughn, were those self-taught or have you done formal training along the way?
None of the instruments I play have been formally taught. I actually did some classical singing for a while, which I think also got me out of some sort of school period, I'm not sure. But I play many, many instruments poorly, yes.
Okay. You also write your own material, most importantly, and it's the combination of all those talents that has been propelling you as far as it has. Now, I know your debut single, In the Clear, came out in February 2017, and that peaked at number 5 on the Namibian iTunes chart. You followed it up a couple of months later with Smoke Rings. That went to number 1 within virtually a week of its release, didn't it, Vaughn? Were you taken aback by that success?
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I think I was just out of school, about 19 years old or something, and some of the really big local artists were also on that bill, so I still pinch myself sometimes thinking about it, that I could actually do that kind of thing, and I still have the screenshot. I'm probably going to frame it at some point and just put it against my wall, you know.
I love it. I mean, that must have been a bit of a turning point for you, because on some level that's a huge validation for you that this is something you can do and can do well, and people are liking what you're making. That moment is not something that every artist ever gets. I hope you don't take it for granted.
No, definitely not. And still to this day, I mean, it doesn't matter how many singles you release and what they do and if they win awards or not, if someone in the street comes up to you and they tell you, like, I love your music, it's still, it's like the same first time someone told me that. It's absolutely reminds me why I do what I do. You know?
Oh, lovely. Now, an EP followed, some music videos were made. You had quite a lot of fun with that. Tell us about getting into that aspect of the business.
It's weird. I had to become a front of camera guy. I was very much not a front of camera guy. And it took me a while to kind of be myself, even just in interviews and stuff. Like, I've always kind of had this image in my head that I had to be a certain person if you're going to be in this entertainment industry. But eventually, as I became myself, I just realized that people gravitate towards that way more, I think.
They like authenticity for sure, and they can spot a fake a mile away. Vaughan, no, from your early success, a debut album in 2018, you won a Namibian Music Award in 2019, and then you went on tour to Germany and the Netherlands. Lots of momentum building there, and then, of course, like an oncoming train, along came COVID. What was it like for you to have that momentum interrupted in such a dramatic way?
Well, there was a lot of plans for 2020. I'm sure those are some famous last words for a lot of people, but... Yeah. We were supposed to get to South Africa way quicker. We only got to South Africa this year. We were supposed to tour in South Africa. We were actually planning quite an extensive tour, and we got to book back in Europe. So a lot of big festivals. I think the first weekend that Namibia went into lockdown, the band and I, we had about four festivals cancel on us for the next 2 weeks. You know, and festivals are the things that we kind of thrive on. So that was a big blow to the, you know, not only that, but to the ego, because I mean, that's what feeds us, you know, getting to these like festivals and, you know, giving the people what you've been working on and they've been giving them back whatever they have to give you. You know, it's a vicious cycle, really. So we had an album, second album, a sophomore album, that was supposed to release that year as well. And then COVID hit and we kind of scrapped the album.
Oi.
Once. Yeah, completely, 100%. I didn't relate to any of the music I wrote anymore.
That's
the world
really
had changed in such a dramatic fashion. Like, I think the entire Earth made a complete 180. So I felt like I was not singing from the heart anymore.
Sure.
So I wrote a new album called Here Lies One Arendt, because it just taught me how life is so short, you know. I was exploring all the kind of things that I want to write about and all the music I want to produce and listen, and that could either go really good, well, or really badly. And that was just a chance I was willing to take. Luckily, it was the prior rather than the latter.
Sure. What a story. So dumping an entire album and then casually, he says, we wrote another one, as if that's something people do every day and churn out as fast as you have. Here Lies Vaughan Arendt. Has it come out yet, Vaughan, or is it still slated for release later this year?
It has not come out yet. We have released a couple of tunes off of it.
Yeah.
So this the latest song is a song called Small Talk, and we did a couple of tunes before that. We're looking at the end of the year. There's a small documentary coming out about us around the same time. So that's going to be quite something to look forward to from our side.
Okay. In the meantime, we are going to share Small Talk with our audience to play out the show today. Won't you just in a minute tell us a little bit more about the track?
Yeah, I think Small Talk is a lot of... I think everyone can relate to kind of getting out of a really not-so-great relationship. You know, we've all been there. And as soon as I said that, all of you kind of thought of that one person, you know, who you give your all for and then it just doesn't work out because it wasn't meant for you. So this was kind of a song I wrote after getting out of a relationship where I kind of realized that, you know, you're worth being in a relationship where, you know, it's a not a 50-50, but a 100-100 situation, you know, where everyone gives their all and works towards a you know, a healthy, good and healthy relationship. So it's kind of a bit tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but it is what it is. You know, it's how I coped with the situation, and I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Looking forward to sharing it with our audience. Vaughan, I hope we're going to see you back in Cape Town soon to play for us live, and look forward to hearing the album once it's ready for release later this year. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Vaughan Arendt is his name. The album that is coming later this year is called Here Lies Vaughan Arendt. And this track that we're playing for you, by the way, involves South African drummer Adam Brandon Kirby and Zimbabwean bassist and pianist Raymond Pufumira. It is called Small Talk. Here it is.